Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's relations has just concluded with the visit of US Secretary of State Marco Rubio to India, marking the first such visit under the second Trump administration. What makes this significant is that this visit has several key takeaways, including a White House invitation conveyed to Prime Minister Modi, the reiteration of the Mission 500 target to double bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030, defense co-production discussions, and the inauguration of a new U.S. embassy wing in Chanakyapuri. First, let's delve into the concept of Mission 500. The arithmetic involved in moving from roughly $190 billion to $500 billion in 5 years is quite complex, requiring the bridging of tariff disputes, expanding services and digital trade, and unlocking defense, energy, and critical minerals trade. It is worth pausing here to note that the US-India framework architecture is built around several key initiatives, including the ICET, which stands for Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology, anchored by NSA-level coordination. Additionally, there are the Trust and Compact initiatives, which aim to transform the relationship between the two countries utilizing strategic technology and promote a comprehensive multidimensional partnership for advancing cooperation and trade. Now, let us turn to the issue of trade tensions, which have been a major point of contention between the two countries. The Trump administration's reciprocal tariffs framework was announced on 2 April 2025, and the escalation against India came later, with a 25% reciprocal tariff taking effect in early August 2025, and an additional 25% Russian oil penalty taking effect on 27 August 2025, stacking the cumulative duty to 50% ad valorem. India responded with calibrated tariffs on select US imports, resulting in frictions that help explain why bilateral trade in FY25 is well below the trajectory needed for Mission 500. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that defense co-production is a critical component of India's relationship. During Rubio's visit, discussions were held on the co-production of the GF414 jet engine for the Tejas Mk2, with an 80% transfer of technology committed. Additionally, a proposal for the co-production of the Stryker Infantry Combat Vehicle is under examination. The inventory of US origin platforms in India now includes the P-8I, Poseidon, R-64E Apache, MH-60R Romeo, and M777 ultralight howitzers, with total India's defense trade since 2008 standing at approximately $25 billion. Crucially, energy and critical minerals are also key areas of focus. The US is pushing for diversifying critical mineral supply chains away from China, while India's Russian crude share stands at 35.8% of total crude imports, which is a key US irritant. In the area of civil nuclear cooperation, India ratified the Convention on Supplementary Compensation in February 2016, but the CLND Act 2010 supplier liability clause remains a major bottleneck for US reactor exports. And here is something that surprises many students: the H-1B visa program is a critical component of the people-to-people pillar of the India's relationship. However, restrictions have been tightened under the Trump 2.0 administration, with uncertainty surrounding OP and STEM extensions. The Indian origin tech workforce is the largest user cohort of H-1B visas, and the Indian diaspora in the US now exceeds 4.5 million. Now, let us turn to the issue of India's strategic autonomy, which is non-negotiable. India has adopted a policy of multi-alignment, engaging with various groupings such as the Quad, SCO, BRICS, IPSA, and G20. The country's ties with Russia are also significant, with S-400 inductions, Kudankulam, and BrahMos being key areas of cooperation. India's engagement with Iran and the Chabahar port is also ongoing, and negotiations for an EU FTA are targeted for completion in 2026. So what exactly changed during Rubio's visit? The answer lies in the fact that several key areas of cooperation were identified, including tariff carve-outs for pharma, gems and jewelry, and IT services, defense co-production beyond engines, and critical minerals joint ventures in the Lithium Triangle and Africa. The normalization of H-1B visas through diplomatic channels and the debottlenecking of the CLND Act for civil nuclear trade are also key areas of focus. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Rubio's India visit took place from May 22 to 25, 2026. The Mission 500 target aims to achieve $500 billion in bilateral trade by 2030. The Trust Initiative joint statement was announced on 13 February 2025. The current bilateral trade stands at approximately $190 billion. The strategic partnership between India and the US was established in 2005, and the 123 agreement was signed in 2007 and operationalized in 2008. India was designated as a major defense partner in December 2016, and STA-1 was granted on 30 July 2018. The 2+2 ministerial dialogue has been held since 6 September 2018, and ICET was announced in May 2022 and operationalized on 31 January 2023. The Trump 2.0 tariffs on India include a reciprocal framework announced on 2 April 2025, a 25% reciprocal duty effective 7 August 2025, and an additional 25% Russian oil penalty effective 27 August 2025, resulting in a cumulative duty of 50%. Marco Rubio is the 72nd U.S. Secretary of State, and the GE F414 TOT is 80% for the Tejas Mk2. The Indian diaspora in the US exceeds 4.5 million. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The answer lies in the fact that this topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers India and its neighborhood, bilateral, regional, and global groupings, and the effect of US policies on India's interests. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the Indian economy, external sector, defense indigenization, and energy security. The main angle of this topic is the discussion on whether India's strategic autonomy is best preserved through diversified multi-alignment or exclusive partnerships. The prelims angle includes the year of major defense partner designation, the STA-1 grant date, and the ICET operationalization date. Moving on to the broader significance of this topic, it is clear that the India's relationship is critical to India's strategic autonomy and economic growth. As India navigates the complex landscape of global geopolitics, it must balance its relationships with various countries and groupings to achieve its goals. The outcome of the Mission 500 initiative and the future of the India's relationship will have significant implications for India's development and its position in the world.